We are in the middle of the Melach of Koitzer. Koitzer is Oike Dover Migidulo. Ramban says, Stavka Migidule Karka. That's why the different Pshatim, what does it mean in the Gemara that says about Uber, Shadildel? Uber, is it Netilas Neshama or is it Kreutzer? Then we have the interesting Yerushalmi that says if you take a fish out of what? The water, then what? That's Kreutzer. Which is against, the Ramban says it's against him. But the Ramban saying it's pay me a Bachlogis Babli and Yerushalmi. Boo. What I'd like to discuss today, I'd like to learn today the Inyan, which is related to Koitzer. That's the Inyan of the Shtamish Be'ilan. Shtamish Be'ilan. What does Shtamish Be'ilan mean? As we know, that you're not allowed to use a tree. You can't climb up a tree. You can't use a tree on Shabbos because we're afraid you're going to take off a branch. So this is an added drabanon based on the Melach of Koitzer to stop you from doing the Melach of Koitzer. They wanted you to be totally removed from the tree. Like a siyag. They wanted you to totally be removed from the tree. So Mamela, but that's going to be the main thing in this package. But before we get to that, there's a lot of another point that I want to discuss before we get to that point about Koitzer. So let's say. It says in Shulchan Aruch, Shin Yud Sivbeis, Ein Shum Ochel Tolosh Neroi Lachil Muktzel Shabbos. It's Mar Mushkedim Shab Peres Omdim Leschor Mutol Lechol Mehem Shabbos. So those that learn Beitza here, you guys learn Beitza, some of you. So the machloikas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon about Muktza. Rabbi Shimon says there's no such thing as Muktza. Rabbi Yehuda says there is Muktza. What's the machloikas? The halakhah is, what if, I'll give you the scenario that, you know, Rav Shechter always gives. What's the scenario? What? Perfect. Oh, very good. See? So think, right, in other words, say you had a birthday cake. You went Friday to the store and you bought a birthday cake for the birthday party on Sunday. You have a birthday party on Sunday. So Friday you went to the store to get a birthday cake on Sunday. So you put it in the freezer, the birthday cake. You're going to have a birthday party on Sunday. So the question is, what if on Shabbos you decide you want to eat the cake? And you'll go Sunday morning, you'll buy another birthday cake. In the meantime, on Shabbos you want to eat the cake. Are you allowed to eat it or not? So what would you say? So this is a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda says that you're not allowed to eat it. Because since when the Shabbos began, you had in mind to eat it on Sunday and not going to use it on Shabbos, that's called muktza. Because the definition of muktza really means something that you totally remove from thought. So since you totally removed from thought of the possibility of using it on Shabbos, you're not allowed to you're not allowed to use it. So if you change your mind and say, I'm not going to use it for Sunday birthday cake, I want to use it on Shabbos, you're not allowed to. And Reb Shimon paskins that what? That you can eat the cake. So many Rishonim hold that on Shabbos we paskin like what? Rabbi Shimon, that it's mutter. But on Yom Tov, we're more machmir, if you have the same scenario on Yom Tov, that you put the birthday cake away before Yom Tov, and now you want to use it on Chol HaMoed, and then all of a sudden, in the middle of Yom Tov, you want to eat the cake. So it's also machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. So some Rishonim hold that on Yom Tov we paskin lechumra, like Rabbi Yehuda, and on Shabbos we paskin like Rabbi Shimon. But this is a machlokes. So, but certainly the Gabbai Shabbos, we paskin like Rabbi Shimon, that even though you didn't have in mind to use it, you're allowed to use it on, you're allowed to change your mind and use it on Shabbos. So even though you didn't, you totally removed it from your das, but since Lamaisa, it's Roy Lachira, so the fact that you shunned it from your mind does not make it mutzah. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Ein shum ochel tolush, any ochel, any food that's tolush, that's not attached to the ground, deroy lachila muktzah l'shabbos. It's not muktzah. No ochel is muktzah. Meaning, even though you had in mind not to use it on Shabbos, it's still not muktzah. The tamarim u'shkedim u'shar peiros ha'omdim l'schora mutar lechol mehem b'shabbos. If you have dates or almonds, other peiros, omdim l'schora. Say, for example, you have a fruit store, right? So you have a fruit store that has all types of fruits. You don't eat from that. That's your merchandise. You're the owner. So the question is, in the middle of Shabbos, say you have an Erev in the community, and you're missing some apples, and you're having guests come, and you want to get apples for them. So are you allowed to go into your store? And because these things were not things that you were planning to eat, you were planning to sell. So, but the halacha is, like Rav Shimon, that even though you didn't have in mind to use it on Shabbos, because this was your merchandise, still, on Shabbos it's mutter, because we pass it like Rav Shimon, that there's no muktzer by ochel on Shabbos. Now he has another scenario. So sharp payers are only the score muta lechol mehem b'shabbos. Then the Shulchan Aruch says like this: Afilu chitim shezorim b'karka, v'adayin lo hishrishu beitzim shnach stadukos muta l'taltalon. Say, for example, you have chitin that were planted in the ground. You have kernels of wheat that were planted in the ground that didn't take root yet. That didn't take root yet. And all of a sudden on Shabbos, you're hungry. And you want to eat those kernels. So avada, you didn't have in mind to eat it on Shabbos because it was already put in the ground. But now, in the middle of Shabbos, you decide you want to eat it. So it's the same thing like the birthday cake. It's the same thing like the merchandise. It's mutter. You're allowed to eat it. And you can eat it because it's not muktzah, because even just by the fact that you didn't have in mind for it, by doesn't make it muktzah for Shabbos purposes, since mitzah, the physical aspect of the thing, it's roi lachila. Okay? Good? But what do you see from here? You see, I'm not here to give you Hilchus Mukta now. We're not doing Hilchus Mukta right now. But what do you see? You're allowed to take a seed out of the ground on Shabbos, even if it was planted in the ground as a what? To take root. It didn't take root yet. But you're allowed to take it out if you get it before it took root. Right, that's what the Mechaber says in Shulchan Aruch. that you're allowed to take it out. So, in other words, the Shulchan Aruch is talking about from the Muktza perspective. But I want to discuss from you now from the Kotzer perspective. From the Kotzer perspective. Right? Because we said that Kotzer means if you oker dover migidulo. Right? And the Ramban says it has to be gedaf gedule karka. So here it says the Shulchan Aruch is mutter. Why? Because it's not gidulo, because it didn't what? Take root. Come on. Oh, right. Oh. So, Rav Albert is reminding us of our famous machlokas between the Rashash and the Minchas Chinuch, right? Minchas Chinuch says once you put a seed in the ground, it's what? It's already Zareah. Even if it didn't take root. And the Rashash says what? Only if it takes root. Now, the question is, according to the Minchas Chinuch, if you would put it in the ground, you chayev right away mishum zoreya. But does that necessarily mean that if you uproot it from the ground, that it's kotzer? Just because it's zoreya when you put it in the ground, even before it takes root, does that mean necessarily the reverse is true, that it's kotzer when you take it out of the ground? Or not? That's Yichayav Mishum Zoreya. I'm asking now, is it Kotzer? Is it Kotzer if you take it out? So what does the Shulchan Aruch say? It's not good. Why? Because it didn't take root. Ari Schneider. One is not totally Habaha, right? In other words, even if you can assume the Michas Chinuch's right by putting something in the ground that's Zoreya, doesn't mean that when you take it out before it takes root that that's Kotzer. Because Kotzer by definition means that you're stopping its sustenance from the ground. And since it's not taking root, so it's no, Zoreya doesn't mean it takes root. Zoreya just means you put it in the ground. That's what Zoreya is. But Kotzer, in other words, the point we're making here is that Kotzer is not the reverse of Zoreya. But you can have something that there was a Chi of Zoreya on, according to the Milchus Chinuch, Loit the Milchus Chinuch. What does Loit mean? That's a very Yeshivish word. You gotta know Loit. Loit? How do you spell Loit? Lamed, Vav, Yud, Tes. Loit? Do you know what Loit means? You can't say you're a Talmud of mine if you don't know what the word Loit means. That's like basic Yiddish. Light means according to. Lamed Vav Yud Tes. Light the Milchaskin, according to the Milchaskin. Like Light Rashi. Light, okay, Light. Yeah, you'll be right there. Light is a very important word. All you have to use is the word light, and people will think that you're Yeshivish. That's all you need. One more. Okay, so in other words, even if you say according to the Minchas Chinuch that if you put it in the ground it's Zoreya, doesn't mean when if you take it out of the ground it's Kotzer, unless it took root. And here it says in the Shulchan Aruch, if you put it in the ground and it didn't take root, you're allowed to take it out. So again, the Shulchan Aruch is talking about from the perspective that it's not Muktzah. But obviously, by the fact that Shulchan Aruch says it's mutter, means it's mutter lagamri. So it means it's mutter, hain from the perspective that it's not muktza, and hain from the perspective that it's not kotzer. Okay, good. Now take a look, Rabosai, on page 2. Again, tiltul min atzad. Utsach davar hamutar mutar. What does tiltul manatzad mean? Meaning you're making muktza move. It's tiltul manatzad for the purpose of getting something mutar, moving something mutar. There's the two ways you can be. Let's say you have a plant. You have a carrot in the ground, half in, half out. Okay? You have a carrot, half in, half out. So you hold on to the carrot, you can pluck it out of it. It's not mechuber. It's just in the ground, but it's not mechuber. It's not rooted in. So obviously, if you're going to yank the carrot out, again, it's not mechuber, but you're going to move the what? The dirt. Now, the dirt is muktzah. But you're moving the dirt in an indirect way. So that's called tiltul manatzad, when you're moving muktzah in an indirect way. So the halacha is that tiltul manatzad is mutter if the purpose of the move, what you're doing, is for something mutter, the dover mutter. Say, for example, you want the carrot. So a carrot is a dover mutter. It's an ochel. It's not a dover muktza. So therefore, in order to get to it, you have to move the dirt in an indirect way. That's not a problem. If you, kavanah was because you needed the dirt, and you want to move the dirt in an indirect way, letzorach the dirt, you're not allowed to. But tiltul menatzad, letzorach dover hamutter, is what? Is mutter. So therefore, if the carrot would be totally in the ground, even if it didn't take root, it would be awesome, because then you would have to move the dirt directly. But if the carrot is half in, half out, all you have to do is take your hand and put it on the carrot and pluck the carrot out. And that's called tiltul min hatzad letzorach dover ha-mutter. So tiltul min hatzad letzorach dover ha-mutter is what? His mutter. So it says the Shulchan Aruch, tiltul manatzal dachdova mutter, mutter. Hilkach. Snown, if you have a radish, shatomun ba'aretz, it's in the ground. However, mixes all of megulim, part of it, part of the leaves are above ground, the megula, filo hishrish. And it didn't take root yet. The yamlun is kavin lizriya. And when you put it in the ground, you didn't have intention that it should take root. Notlo, afal pisha benitiloso. You're allowed to take it out of the ground. Afal pisha benitiloso, mazis offer mkomo, even though some of the dirt's going to be moved. And even though it might have been improved through the moisture of the ground, it's mutter. Because it's tiltul minatad, letzorach dover hamutter is mutter. So when you're going to yank the carrot out, it's going to move the offer in an indirect way, but it's letzorach the carrot, which is not a muktzah thing. So as long as it didn't take root, and you didn't have kavana for it, lotus kave what? Lizaria is what? Is mutter. No, because muktzah is a din derabanan, and therefore the only asid is din derabanan if you do it directly. So here, what? You're allowed to pluck the what? The carrot out of the ground. But provided that it didn't take root, and provided that you didn't have kavana that the carrot should be take root. Then you can pluck it out of the ground. Okay? Now again, this Shulchan Aruch again is talking about the muktzah perspective. Right? It's talking about the muktzah perspective. But I'm here to talk about the kotzer perspective. So what do you say? Is it kosher to take it out? I want you guys to start rioting a little bit. There should be a riot going on now. A riot should be going on, Kirsch.
I'm thinking maybe since you had intent, if you would have had intent keeping it down, the son would be usher. Therefore, kosher would be usher.
We'll explain.
And we said here that if you didn't have intent, you could take it out.
Which line? Read specifically. You have to always read inside.
What is coming with you?
What else? So what does that mean? So it's much more that if you want to scaven, and what's the problem with that? And therefore it'll be mamish against the other mechaber, because the other mechaber is where you were mechabing that it should take root. It just didn't take root yet, right? The other mechaber was talking about a case where there were seeds in the ground that you put in the ground that it should take root. It just didn't take root yet, right? And the mechaber says you can take it out of the ground. The other mechaber we just saw, as long as it didn't take root yet, even though when you put it in al menas kedusriya, and here it says it's only mutter to what to take it out. If what? If you weren't mechaber to Zriya. So aren't these two mechabers mamash astira one to the other? That's what you meant. Right? Right, Rabosai? These two mechabers are mamash sosa each other, because the first mechaber says you can take seeds that were planted in the ground. As long as they didn't take root yet, you're allowed to take them out. And this mechaber is saying that you can only take it out if you, not only, it's not enough that it didn't take root yet, but gum. Yeah, but if you had kavana for zriya, then it's like it's zarua. So therefore you're not allowed to take it out. No. The Mechaber before said, if you have chitin, pakaka, that you put into bizoreya, it just wasn't hashrashah yet, then you're allowed to take it out on Shabbat. Correct? As long as it didn't take root yet. Okay? Even though it might have been zriya before, but since it didn't take root yet, that's not called ktsira. So you're allowed to take it out. But here the Mechaber says that if you put the carrot in the ground, half in and half out, if it didn't take root, but also you have to have that you didn't have kavanah that it should take root. But if you had kavanah, it should take root, even if it didn't take root yet, it still would be also to take it out of the ground. Which is against the other mechaber that paskins, that if you put the seed in the ground, even though you had kavanah for zriya, if it didn't take root yet, it's mutter. What do you mean? But what's the difference? Why is one different than the other? If anyway, I would think the opposite. That the seed is more derech zriya for the seed, and therefore it should be also to take out. Here, he's saying, v'gam lo niskavin. Which would take root first? The carrot or the seed? What? Ari? You're a botanist. You moonlight as a botanist, I hear. I would assume the seed would take root quicker than the carrot. I don't know. Finkel, you know these things. Huh? The thing is, you go to the mountains a lot, so you could go for it. Right. The seed is easy for it to decompose.
But remember, something that's pretty low
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Say it again. Right. Then it's called Zeruah. Even though it doesn't have Shashia. And therefore, not only it's Zeriah, but if you take it out, it's Ksira. Right. But that's against the other Mechaber, right? But who said this whole thing happened on Shabbos? Right. That it was put in the ground. I guess you could see if it took root. You can see from the sides, from the maybe. Barak, what do you say? Okay. So this question, this theory in the Mechaber is raised by the Magen Avraham on page 2 here. In Sif Chav Beis. Well, it's Kavim Lazri. It's Sarich Ian Godol. Sarich Ian Godol. The Habisim and Shin Yud Siv Beis Kosov the Chitin Shazar and the Karka Shari. But we have already, it says over there, the Chitin Shazar and the Karka is Mutter. So Chitin Shazar and the Karka is Mutter. So Chitin Shazar Bekark is Mutter. So why is this Usser? If when it's Kavin Lizriya. If it's Kavin Lizriya, it's like Chitin Shazar Bekark. Chitin Shazar Bekark, you're allowed to take it out of the Kark. So how come over here it's Usser? So then there's different choices that Nun. So he has a stira. He has a stira in the Mechaber. but he doesn't give a teretz. Magen Avraham raises a steer, and this is, and the Mishnah Brura brings this Magen Avraham on Tzivkot and Chav Zayin, page 3. He writes, "In Haya Miskavi Lazria, Avshalo Hishrish Osu." Kavish and Mithila, he wrote to Bahashra Sosom, who told him the Kaka Kedar Hazriah. Because if you were in this Kavil Hazriah, even if it was not Hishrish, it would be Osir to take it out. Kavish and Mithila, he wrote to Bahashra Sosom, since you wanted the Hashrasha, and it's Tmunim the Kaka Kedar Hazriah, it's Osir. So I am the Magan Avram, Shehikshel's there, I had the Kamil and Gemara, who will help the Sivan Shin Yud Siv. Veis the chitin shavam bekarka v'dai lo shrishu to mutar malachtam lochlan. Right, that's against the other mechaber, because the other mechaber is mamish talking about a case where you put the seeds in the ground, foot doing zriya, they just didn't take hashrasha yet. Umikol mokam ein losus mipsaka mechaber, but lachora this mechaber is true. He says it's mutar. I mean, it's also if you had kavana. Selkim mechaber, chayin nimtzav kamer rishonim, rokeach ramban bechidush avam meiri. Rehidil el teretz ameiri. So the meiri gives a teretz. I don't know why I didn't Xerox from the Meiri. Maybe I didn't have, I don't know. We're quoting the I don't know if there's a Meiri in this packet, but the Mishnah Brewer is quoting a Meiri that discusses this issue. He says that he, the La'el, Tehiris HaMeiri, the Meiri, Shaloh Ayu Azraim Adayim Mechusim Ba'ofer. That the case in the Shulchan Aruch before that says you can take the Zerayim out is if the Zerayim were in the ground, but they weren't covered up yet by the ground. In other words, what do? When you plant a field, so first you put seed there, and then you do harisha, you cover up the seed. But first you just put seed on top of the ground. And then you mahapech, so it should be covered. So maybe the Meiri says that halacha, that you're allowed to take the seed out of the ground, and it's not kosher, is what? Is if the seed was not covered up by offer yet. But if it was covered up by offer, even if it wasn't hishrish, since you had in mind for it to plant, that would be awesome. Well, because it's not Derech Zriya. Let me ask you, like even the Minchas Chinuch, I mean,
what would he say to put them in a tzad?
What?
That's not a case to put them in a tzad. It's a simple drama. It's covered over.
No, but
the second Mechaber says that they take a case to put them in a tzad.
Right, the second Mechaber is talking about the carrots. So that case is also if you have kavana for hashrasha.
If he's saying that case, by definition, is worth covered up, and it's not also what it's got, it's
covered up. Right. But he's saying the case that it's mutter is with the seeds. He's talking about the seeds weren't covered up.
Right, but that'll be the first mechaber. The second mechaber.
And the second mechaber is talking about also that.
And it's not also what it's got. Doesn't what it's got mean that there's a part that's
right, the second mechaber is it's uncovered. You just didn't have kavana for hashra. For if you had kavana for zriya, I guess by a carrot, once it's in the ground and you don't have to cover it up totally. By a seed, the derech is to cover it up totally. By something that was grown already, even if it was covered up partially, it's going to take roots. No, not the second case. The first case. The Hidula El. Hidula El. It means the previous case. The first case. Harav Schwechter. Wait, let Harav Schwechter say something. Right, so, and there was mutter. Of course, they're going to eat it, it's time to go eat it up. They weren't covered up. So maybe that's because ultimately they're going to get covered up. Or, I don't know. Right. Mm-hmm. So you're saying there's a difference if you covered it up or not. But in other words, you're saying in a Hanami, if it was covered up, it would have been usher in the Zriya case. The only reason why it's mutter here is because you didn't cover it up. So you didn't do it there of Zriya. But according to this Meiri, then even if something was there of Zriya, even if it didn't take root, it would be usher to remove. As long as it's there of Zriya. Which would mean that, that would assume that once you have a din zriya on it, when you take it out, that's ksira, even if it didn't take root. Yeah. Maybe. He's saying the case over there, chitin is mutter because it wasn't covered over. No, over here it's also megula, but if you have kavana, that would be derech zriya b'kach by a vegetable, but by a seed, it's only derech zriya if it's mechusa. Still a chiddush. But it's mechara, you don't find the biggest fear in this, right? Because there's vegan. There was those three words, vegan, lonis, kavim, azriya. So it's very clearly mashmud if you were miskaven Lizri, it would be awesome. What the Chabad say if he, so the Mishnah Berurah claims that he would just say what the Meiri said. I mean, what's the lashon of the other Mechaber? Says if you chitin shazor, it's not mashma that way. Because chitin shazor and bakaka is not mashma that. Yeah. Unless you say that there's a. I don't know, this Meiri Terrace is a little trap, no? I don't know, you tell me something. Yeah, but you mean, so Zalman say maybe this Mechaber is talking about Chitnish Zohar and Bekarka. Why else are you Zohar and Bekarka? Just score? I don't know, it's not a mistaber. Not so mistaber. Pete and Shazar Bakaka is talking about when it's just for storage and not for. Okay, but this. But. You know, the point of this whole discussion is that to discuss whether the tzira is the opposite of zriya or the two things are not necessarily connected. Because the way the Mishnah Berurah is saying, is in the Meiri, that if once you have a chalos shem zriya, even if there's no hashrasha, then to undo that, that's tzira. This is very shver. Meaning the character means what?
The character means actually like what the Miri is saying, that it isn't established.
A la character.
Yeah, but no, because otherwise he was an a la character. Even if it did.
We're saying Bikaka means ala karka. They're saying Bikaka means ala karka. That's how the Mishnah Berurah is saying. The Bikaka means that it wasn't covered up. Okay, that's the first part of this packet. It's about whether Tzira is necessarily. I don't know, so what's the best parents? Right. And don't think it's your also favorite. Okay, so you'll sleep on it. Okay? Okay. Good. So, I want you to think about this theory in the Mechaber. If you have a teretz, another teretz, other than what the Mishnah Berurah says. Okay, you'll think about it? Yeah? Okay. Now the next part of the discussion, and this will be, you know, what we're going to discuss about Kotzer, is the issue of Mishtamish B'ilun. What's the story about using a tree on Shabbos? Mishtamish B'ilun. So there are several Gemaras that are relevant to this inyan. Gemara in Ervin and Kuf Amud Aleph on page 4. Tani chada im ala muta leirid. What if you went up on the tree on Shabbos? Are you allowed to come down? What would you say? You climbed up a tree on Shabbos, so what do we say? That you have to stay there the rest of Shabbos? Or you can come down? Kadur, what if you climb a tree on Shabbos? Are you allowed to come down? After Shabbos, for sure you can come down. I hope so. Ben Goldstein? After Shabbos, you can come down. But on Shabbos, what's the story? Well, I want to know your opinion. Tanayim, they had what they said, but I don't know what you say. What would you say, Misvara?
You can't use the tree on Shabbos.
You can't go down. But isn't it using the tree by just staying up there? You're also using the tree. But the Dovah Pinchas is saying that once you're on the tree, you can't climb down because you're not allowed to use the tree in Shabbos. Ah, I'll tell you, climbing down, you're also, when you're staying up there, you're also using the tree. But that at least is v'shev al tasa. If you climb down, you're using the tree v'kum vaseh. So maybe it should be also maybe there should be a halacha that once you're on top of the tree, you can't climb down. I see you used to climb trees, though. Yeah. You tell you have to stay on the tree.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't just far away,
but what do you say?
I think that it would be okay to come down because even though going down might be a kumat, they combine the fact that standing up there would be problems, and combine the fact that if you're leaving after minutes on the shot, that they put that baby on the two, we're going to let him come down.
So what's the reason? What are the two factors?
We're saying, in terms of how we respond to our Dovah Pinchas, that it's a shave off and a kumat. Either way, it's still problematic. And then that, in addition,
So either way, it's problematic. So might as well let him come down to get some Onik Shabbos. Atlas. So therefore you should get off it. And we're saying a good svara. There was a whole svara that we want you not to be on the tree is because you're going to break a branch. So if we're going to leave you on the tree, there's more of a svara, you'll break a branch.
No. When is it more likely to break a branch?
We're not talking about that you might break a branch accidentally and break a branch. It means you're going to take it to if you want. Yeah, well, the less time on the tree, the better. So Atlas says, get off as quick as possible. One more. I mean, since the only thing is the Drabbanan of Gzeirah, so we don't think the Gzeirah is going to be so far to create such a inconvenience. Right, maybe. So if he did it with Mezid, suffer. Let him suffer. Right. Oh, okay. That's a very good comparison. Baruch, you wanted to say something? And that's a lot. I mean, so you shouldn't violate the deraisa. Like who's just said the? Who said this? The less time in the tree, the better. Who said that? Atlas. Yeah. So you're saying like Atlas, basically. Meaning what? Right. Oh, okay. Let's see the Gemara. Kufam now. Tani chad. Im olam mutar leireid. One Brisa says that if you went up on the tree, you could come down. Tani chad osur leireid. And the other opinion says you're not allowed to. So the Gemara says lo kasha. Kan mi bod yom, kan mi shecha shecha. That it depends. If you were on the tree from Friday, you didn't do anything on Shabbos. In other words, you climbed the tree on Friday, so that means you didn't do a mitzvah on Shabbos, you just were staying there on Shabbos, so then you're allowed to climb down. But if you did it what? When it was already dark, then what? You have to stay up there the whole time. Another opinion says, no, both of them are talking about when you climb, both prices are talking about the case where you climbed the tree at night. Lokasha, kan b'shogeg, kan b'mezid. That it depends. If you climbed up the tree, the mazid, you're not allowed to go down. If you only did it the shogeg, then you can come down. What? Well, how do you climb up a tree the shogeg? It means you forgot it was Shabbos.
Or you forgot it was
Usher. Nibai Zema, third possibility, Hava the Shogeg. The Hacha Bakantu, the Shogeg at Umezi, the commitment. You must have a Kansina, must have a little Kansina. Well, which is the halacha, Don Pincus, in terms of this issue? Yeah. Because that's when you did the mitzvah. Right. Because if you went up on Shabbos, you did the mice on Shabbos, so therefore you can't come down. You went on Erev Shabbos, now it's Shabbos, you're not doing a mice, you're a Sheva Al Kasa. If you didn't revolt, you owe me a lot of clowns. Right, you like to come down from tree on Shabbos. So we have various opinions. Right, like three different opinions. So what's the bottom line? I want to know what the bottom line is. Wait, let's see what the bottom line is, and you'll ask your kasha on the bottom. Page 10. Look at Shulchan Aruch, Rabbosai, on page 10. Shulchan Aruch, on page 10. You're not listening. Just normal. Shulchan Aruch, page 10. Okay. No, coming down, you're doing more of a maisa now. Of mishtan. If you just stay up there, you're not doing a maisa, you're shei baal tasa. But one is on the tree with proactive on the tree, and one is passive on the tree. Says the Shulchan Aruch, "Ain olim be'ilon, you're not allowed to climb a tree. Bein lach ben yovesh, whether it's a tree that's not dried out or a dried out tree, either way. Bein nitlim bo, you can't hang yourself on it. Bein mishtamshim b'mechub l'kakek klal, and you can't use the tree." Because we're afraid you're going to take a branch. Now again, taking a branch means we're afraid you're going to take a branch to use it. The chashash is not you're going to break a branch and the branch will drop to the ground, because that's not a daraisa. It's only if we're afraid you're going to take a branch to use the branch. a melacha tzricha l'gufa. We're not afraid that the branch might break while you're on the tree, because we don't care about that. Right? In other words, you want to have a night, we're afraid that you're going to take a nice branch off the tree because you want to decorate your house or something like that. So b'shogeg mutar leirev, if you went up b'shogeg, and you can climb down. B'mezid also leirev, but if you didn't b'mezid, you're not allowed to climb down. In other words, this distinction is only if you went up once it was dark, once Shabbos started. If you went up before Shabbos, you're always allowed to come down. If you went up on Shabbos, then there's a distinction that if you did it, you went up on a tree, you climbed the tree on Shabbos, b'mezid, you have to stay there the rest of Shabbos. You climb b'shogeg, you're allowed to come down. But if you climbed before Shabbos and you just happened to stay on the tree once Shabbos came, then you can climb down as well. Okay. That's only if you had in mind that you're going to go up before Shabbos and get down before Shabbos. But if you went up before Shabbos and you had in mind to stay it on Shabbos, then you're not lo yeri b'shecha shecha kevin shei dadu l'shev shom b'yus. Because b'mezid, in other words, obviously, there's a discomfort here. So the question is, are we going to let you violate din d'rabbanan of using the tree to in a makom discomfort? So if the discomfort came because you did something b'shogeg, so it's really not your fault so much, so we'll make a lot of issa d'rabbanan and let you come down. But if you did it b'mezid, then we say, we're not going to help you out. Right. Right. But when you're coming down, you might use a branch also. So therefore, we don't want to help you out if you did it b'mezid. Only if you did it b'shogeg. Yeah.
There are other cases on Saturday. Cutting your nails is an issue that I think. Biting your nails is an issue that I think. You have like a painful hangnail, whatever it is called. So like,
yeah, there's a concept of Mokam Tsar, or Gozer Rabban. Yeah, but that's the Mokam Tsar, or Gozer Rabban means that you have a pain that came by itself. Here, you yourself were b'mezin, went up the tree, and you didn't follow the words of Rabbanon, so you're not allowed, you weren't b'mezin, so therefore Rabbanon say, you know, we penalize you, and you have to stay up on the tree the whole Shabbat. So it's an important thing to know, that you shouldn't climb trees on Shabbos. So if you climb trees on Shabbos, you're not allowed to come down. You mean, can you? Oh, Clapper's asking a very good question. This idea of not coming down, does that mean not coming down on the tree? What if you jump? Should that make a difference? dumb fingers. What if you jump? You hear what Karpov's asking? So it's been made to say you can't go down. Does that mean... Well, okay. Say it's... Or there's cushions, you know. How do you say to that one? I'd like to see, just, you have a Mishnah Berurah here? I want to see maybe the Mishnah Berurah talks about your Shiloh. Kael Gimel, yeah. So the pink is, oh, sure, we got them all. Yeah, so, I don't know. We'll have to see. I think by the time we finish this packet, maybe we'll have a perspective if you're allowed to jump. I would think Pashtun's jumping would be mutter. Because he's not Mishnamish B'ilun. But we'll have to see. Because we're going to see, what's the story? What is called Mishnamish B'ilun? Mishnamish B'ilun means to put something on a tree, or even to take something off a tree. Church? What? Yeah, we're going to talk about that. It's in this packet. You have a tree house? Church? What? No. I have Goldstein. In Brooklyn, they don't have tree houses? We have trees in Brooklyn. No? Yeah? In Ohio or in Fairland?
New Jersey before Ohio.
Oh. Oh, you were in Ohio for sure, right? It's good? Yeah. Okay. Good. Now. So, okay, so that's in Halacha Psuka, right? Okay. Now, the next thing. Here, let's maybe see a little bit more of that Gemara in Ervin, which is a very famous Gemara. Because part of the discussion is there a difference in halacha between Sheva Al Tasa and Kum Vaseh? Normally we assume there is, right? How do we know there's a distinction in halacha between Sheva Al Tasa and Kum Vaseh? Yesh koch b'yad chachamim l'apar dover min ha-Torah b'Sheva Al Tasa. So the chachamim can tell us not to blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. But they can't tell us to eat chicken and milk together, right? They can't tell us to eat chazer. They can tell us not to blow shofar, but they can't tell us to violate the Torah with an action. So the famous, the famous Gemara. Hanitanim v'matana achas, shemisarvu hanitanim v'matana achas, yitnu v'matana achas. Matndalad v'matndalad, yanichu yitnu v'matndalad. Matndalad v'matna achas, shablajal meitnu v'matndalad, hab Yeshua omer yitnu v'matna achas. So what's the case? What's the case in the Gemara of Nitalim the Matan Dalad in Matan Achas? What got mixed up? Yeah, okay, so let me explain what it means. We know that there are certain types of karbanos, right? If we have in the Siddur here, the famous parak of Ezehu Mekoman. Right? So it tells you all the different types of karbanos. So, certain karbanos, you have to sprinkle four times on the Mizbeach. That's Matan Dalad. You have to do four times. And certain Korbanos, you only have to do one time on the Mizbeach. Meaning the blood. How many times you have to spritz the blood on the Mizbeach? Certain Korbanos, you have to do four times. Certain Korbanos, you have to do one time. So, what happens if the blood of two different korbanos gets mixed together? For if you have a korban that requires four, and then that got mixed up with the blood of a korban that requires what? Two or one. So what do you do? Do you do four or do you do one? Because if you're going to do four, when you were supposed to do one, that's going to be what? Baltosif. And if you're going to do one when you're supposed to do four, that's Baltigra. So you're up the creek. So that's the question. What do you do? You see, if two different korbanos got mixed up and they both require the same amount of blood, of zrikas, is not a problem. So the fours get mixed up with the fours, so you'll do four. If the ones get mixed up with the ones, you'll do ones. But what if the ones get mixed up with the fours and fours get mixed up with the ones? What do you do? That's the question. Yeah. Make it to nine.
And therefore, it's really the other one that said that this is not considered. It's considered nothing.
But Maisi, you did the Zrika.
Right. The other part of it.
That was. Say the tonight again.
Say the tonight that.
So we'll see. Now, yeah, you're saying a good point, Rav Levitz. Says like this: Hanitari b'matana achas, and it's arba b'matana matza achas. If two things got mixed up, something that requires one with something that requires one, so no problem. You nasu b'matana achas. Matan dal and b'matan dal, you nasu b'matan dal. Mandal and matan achas. Rav Levitz says you nasu b'matan dal. Rav Yeshua says you nasu b'matan achas. So Rav Lezer says you should do matan dalet. If the two things get mixed up with the four with the one, do four. This way, for sure, you're safe. And Rav Yeshua says you should do one. So I'm like Rav Lezer, all over about Tigra. How can you do one? Maybe you're taking something that really requires four, and you're only doing one, and you're violating the Bible Tigra. So I'm like Rav Yeshua, harehu over about Tosif. How can you do four? Isn't that Baltosif? So Amar Rabbi Lezer, Lo Omru Elok Shehu Ba'atzmo. I'm Lo Vishulom, No Baal Tigra. Elok Shehu Ba'atzmo. Maybe Baltosif Baal Tigra is only if you know for sure what the blood is, and then you do more or less. That's Baltosif Baal Tigra. Thodam Rabbi Shua, Shinasata Avart Al Baltosif. Fasisa Masa Biyadecha. Whereas he says it's always better to violate Baal Tigra than to violate Baltosif. Because Baltigra, you're violating Meshev Altasa. You're not doing something. Baltosif, you're violating the Kumbase. Shinatata Avart Al Baltosif, Vasisa Masa Biyadecha. Shalonasata Avart Al Baltigra. Hello, Sisa Matsabi Azecha. So you see that one person was concerned about the Maisa, and one was not concerned about the Maisa. So according to Lablozer, who says what? What does Lablozer say? Do Dalid. The Omer Hashem Kum Ase Adif. It's better to do the kumvasei, hakanami yei raid. So now the Gemara is going to compare these two things. There was a person that says, according to Blazer, that says that you should do a Maisa by the Dalad, by the blood. What does the Blazer say? Yanasnu b'matnum Dalad. You should do it with Dalad. So the Gemara wants to compare that Shiloh with the tree Shiloh. Isn't that interesting? The Gemara wants to compare this Shiloh with the tree Shiloh. What's the comparison? Is the one that says that you should do Dalid, right? You should always try to do the... So Hachanam Yerid, the Hach Yerid, the Mitzvah, he says Rashi. The Kozmosh Yoshe Mishtamish, Varezen Tachmish, Hilkach. In other words, it's better to do a Maisa and be safe. So same thing, better come down, do a mice and be safe. Because you'll do a mice, and for sure you'll do the mitzvah. What? Not mitzvah by the tree, but at least you're doing an nicer to make sure you're okay. So too, do a nicer to make sure you're mekayim the mitzvah. Blazer don't mazur kum say adif chanami yerid. Reb Shu don't mahasur shev al tasa adif chanami lo yerid. But an opinion that says that you should do one and not four. So that means you're not allowed to do a maisa because it'll come out that you're doing an avera, and so the same thing over here. You have to stay up in the tree. You can't do a maisa. Achanam lo yerid. Then the Gemara says no. Dil malohi. I can lo kamar malohi hasam kum asay odi felos chavim mitzvah like Zalman there. Because maybe over there Rabbi Loza only said you do four because there you're going to do a mitzvah perhaps to do four, but here there's no mitzvah. Yeah, but it's not a right. But it's not a mitzvah like it's you're doing an action to not to violate an avera. It's not a mitzvah. Mitzvah. Maybe you shouldn't. You know, me lo hasam shev al tasa adif ella delo ka'avid yisura. Aval hacha the ka'avid yisura hakanami v'yered. Maybe over there he says that Rabbi Yeshua says over there, Sheva al tasa adif, el loka avid isura. So if he's just sitting there. But here, if he's going to do one, he's going to do an isur. Rashi, loka avid isura, Shri Yol, Shev, Enu no sein halav, but val tigra, vesey, the vinotan al karnas, ne karim elev. Over there, yes. Yeshivatu tashmishu, shehu, mishtamish, v'ilam. Okay. Right. But if you do one when you're supposed to do four, that's Val Tigra. Yeah, but if you do one and you don't do the rest, then that was called Val Tigra. Yeah. The question is it better to do nothing or to do one? I mean, you're supposed to do four. Is it better to do one? Or is this four, one, 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 four is four ones? Or four is four? Oh, so that's the question. In other words, if you don't do anything, if you don't put on tefillin in the morning, is that Bal Tigra? Right, but it's not Bal Tigra. Yeah, but maybe here you're allowed to move out the laws because you're not sure, because you might violate an aveira. Okay. Let's continue tomorrow, Mr. Shimon.